You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Tuesday. It's your sportsman here. Rob, that's me. Big Suk right over there. Look at him.
Oh, dude.
We are partying, man.
Ow!
We're drunk as a skunk in here.
Wouldn't that be something?
Come on, Rob!
We've talked about doing that, the drunken show, and it's never materialized. One holiday, we 100% should, but we won't.
I might be drunk tomorrow on the show.
That'd be fun.
You won't be here, though.
Let's go.
I'm gonna do it to celebrate you. It's your birthday.
Well, I will probably be drunk, yes.
Well, I don't care. You're not on the show.
That's true.
I am celebrating you on the show.
Well, thank you.
Completely housed.
Well, I like where this is going. Maybe
tomorrow.
If you called me at like 6 o'clock for the club, chances are I would probably be at
join in.
Yeah. Hi, Isaac Rock. But you know, they did that drunk history. I just think it would be fun one day over the holidays. You just put a bottle in the middle, start it at 3, see where this goes.
Tell you what, that drunk history was a great bit.
That was a great show. Yes. Although it always bothered me when some comedians and actors didn't lean into it, which is cowardly.
Yeah.
If you're going to do it,
you got to go.
You got to go. Kyle Kinane, who is one of my favorite comedians. He might be my favorite stand-up comedian and now local funny man. I think he lives in like Hillsboro. He moved up to the Northwest.
What's he doing out there?
Stand up, I think he said his wife or lady friend, they had a house during COVID that like, I think someone died. And so they like, the house was, they were like, hey, does anyone want this house? So they moved up from LA. So he lives out in the, I think he lives out in the burbs.
The dead person house?
Yeah. I think it was his mother-in-law died.
Oh.
Yeah. He does a bit where, his office is now her bedroom, and he finds it weird because, you know, he does things in there, and now he feels like his dead mother-in-law is staring at him. But he did a drunk history where he committed to it. And I believe he vomits twice during the bit, and that's what I'm talking about. It always bothered me when someone had like 4 or 5 drinks. That's not drunk history. That's not even tipsy history. If you're doing drunk history, damn it, you go for it. Put your foot on the gas, mash the accelerator.
Here's some headlines. Apparently the ACC is being weird again.
About?
Well, they're rolling out their new 9-game conference schedule.
Yeah.
But it's modified.
Okay.
What
does that mean?
That means that not every team will play 9 conference games.
Come again?
That means that not every team will play 9 conference games.
So they're going to 9 conference games, but not for everybody?
Well, the full 9-game slate will begin in 2027.
Oh, okay.
But for 2020, well, but not really, though, because there's always going to be, they have 17 teams. There's going to be one team that is not going to play 9 games.
Yeah.
So this says, for the upcoming season, which the ACC is calling a transition year, 12 of its 17 schools will play 9 conference games, with Clemson, Georgia Tech, Florida State, North Carolina, and Boston College playing just 8. Those 5 teams each have multiple Power 4 opponents already scheduled outside of the conference.
Okay.
Because the ACC has an odd number of teams, one school will play 8 league games each season starting in 2027.
Something tells me Miami might be that team and just...
Well, you know that's going to come into play.
How on earth did the ACC... The idea that they allowed Duke to be 7-5 and play in their conference title game, that's all the... Like, you are so dumb. Like, the ignorance of the ACC... And I would assume at some point they fix those tiebreakers.
Yeah, they say they are.
Well, that's the problem, is you have these giant leagues now, and you know you can get your top 3 or 4 teams, and they don't play each other. It's so silly.
Well, I mean, you know it's going to come into play where one year a team that only played 8 league games and an easy non-con schedule is going to get in there, and everybody's going to be bitching about it.
Yeah.
Because like, well, you didn't play the full schedule. Well, What do you want me to do?
I just play who's in front of me. Why is it that like Clemson and Miami are the ones that are always getting the breaks in the schedule? Don't talk to me about it. Just shh.
What a mess.
Yeah. It's so stupid.
Well, we have the NBA Cup final tonight as my man Victor Wembanyama looks to finish off the New York Knicks.
Except I think he's only going to play like 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's on a minutes restriction. And if you want to know how...
In the final?
Yeah. I think they said that he's still on a very strict minutes restriction, even though it's the NBA Cup final.
Damn it!
I don't think the Spurs or anyone else really cares about winning the NBA Cup.
Yeah, they were even mulling bringing him off the bench, so we'll see.
In fact, I think he is coming off the bench.
But it's the final!
Yeah. I believe Wemby is coming off the bench, and will have a minutes restriction.
They don't need him. Here's a question. I'll give you Cooper Flagg.
Sure.
For the rest of his career.
Mm-hmm.
100% healthy.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Or I'll give you Wemby,
mm-hmm.
but you have to take the injury risk.
Wemby.
Still going with Wemby?
Yeah.
Huh?
Look, Cooper Flagg is a nice player, and yeah, he's 6'9 and very versatile. And
he's going to be really good.
He is. We've seen that. I've never seen Wemby. And
but when you have the injury risk.
I know. When healthy, he's already the best defender. And I've listened to some guys that actually are quite versed in the NBA, say that when that's said and done, he will be the best defender the NBA has ever seen. Like he's scratching the surface. And I guess the health thing is obviously a risk, but his only really major injury is the blood clot, which, hopefully that's...
So far.
I know. Hopefully that's not something that comes into play, but the upside of Wemby, no offense to Cooper Flagg, that's... I'll roll the dice.
You know what you just did? You just drafted Greg Oden over Kevin Durant.
It's possible.
That's what you just did.
Yeah. Except Greg was never a one of one. Wemby is a one of one.
Yeah, and Greg averaged like a double-double. What? Come on.
Yeah. Well, Wemby... You don't know. He was getting there. Greg was getting there.
Wemby does... Although the old...
Huge schlong.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. He put it out there. There's great stories about him out in Portland.
Yes, there are. Oh, my goodness.
One of the other problems is I'm not certain how dedicated Greg was to... the craft. Greg liked being Greg Oden. Wemby is just that dude is, he's one of those guys that is worth the price of admission. Problem is, the last time Portland came, he wasn't there. But
and it appears that Mike McDaniel is considering benching Tua.
Yeah.
And it's may be going, well, wait a minute, who would he bench him for? I can tell you.
Mm.
Are you interested in that?
Give it to me.
Zach Wilson.
Mm.
Are you ready for the Zach Wilson era?
Number 0. By the way, we were talking about transfer portal quarterbacks. Zach Wilson's brother's in the transfer portal. I believe it's Isaac Wilson or Isaiah Wilson.
Where was he?
I think he was at Utah.
Oh, that's right.
No one made more money off of COVID. Well, no individual because the whole PPP. Then Zach Wilson. Because he was not a thing. And then BYU played that really garbage schedule because they just needed independence. And Zach Wilson made himself a lot of money during that year. And now, not so much. But Tua has the worst contract in sports. And you can't get out of it. I don't know what you do. It's...
That's worse than Deshaun Watson?
Boy, that's a good call. I may stand corrected. Yeah. That's rough.
Think before you speak.
Think before I speak. I apologize. You know what?
You don't have to apologize.
As bad as two is, it's not. Deshaun. I forget about Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, why?
I really do. I don't know why.
Because he doesn't play.
That's how bad his contract is.
Out of sight, out of mind.
You forget about him. Exactly. Yeah. He's making $40 million. Yeah.
Boy, two is Two is his rough stuff. It's rough stuff. So this is, but this is becoming a little bit of a trend in the NFL is you have to pay these guys. And then once you pay them, you're kind of like, ah, God, Kyler Murray's this way. Two is this way.
Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones was that way. I think Jalen Hurts has some of this. And I know Jalen Hurts won a Super Bowl, but there are people in Philly right now being like, God, we gave him how much money? You know, this is like, and they will get better. Like Bo Nix the last couple weeks has really shown something. I thought Bo Nix last week played the best game of his career. And look, and it's so early, it's 2 years in, but let's say this is Bo Nix, right? And Denver is going to continue to get better. But let's say this version of Bo Nix is just what you get, right? Which is a nice quarterback on maybe the best roster in the NFL. There will come a time when Bo Nix will be like, well, I want $55 million. I'm the quarterback and I'm good. And you know, I have my moments and I would like $55 million. And you know what? You'll have to pay him. And then all of a sudden you're sitting around at $55 million. You're like, wait a minute, see Jalen Hurts. And that's a dude that won a Super Bowl right now. And you're like, we're paying him how much? Dak, who's really good. I think Dak's a top five quarterback in the league. And there's people in Dallas that are like, we have to pay this guy what? So the quarterback stuff is tough. You're kind of a damned if you do, damned if you don't. And right now Miami's sitting there staring at Tua being like, why did we do that?
All right, up next on our show, it is the College Football Christini, where we take a look at who will take the Michigan coaching job. Next on the Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, now to our college football, Christini. Where we have a new favorite to be the Michigan head coach.
Is it Jed Fish?
It is.
Yeah.
Actually.
Did you see Jed Fish's rambling statement again?
Oh, man.
No.
Dude, this guy.
He's not good at this.
He is just.
He's a weirdo.
He is.
But he. So it started as Kalen DeBoer.
Yeah.
And then he continues to say not interested, and yet people seem to still want to link him to the job, but
yeah.
he is no longer the favorite. Then it was Kenny Dillingham. Mm-hmm. Now, Dillingham apparently has not signed his deal, but has a deal in place to stay at Arizona State.
So if you've listened to, so I'm kind of trying to pay attention to this stuff. And by the way, DeBoer gave a Jed Fish kind of press conference where he was the very non-committal, and it was so bad that they had to release a statement through the Alabama Collective saying, no, I plan on being here. It still seems pretty wishy-washy. Fish gave the worst answer I've ever heard in my entire life. Basically, Jed Fish said, if Michigan offers me the job, I'm gone. Dillingham has basically now openly said that he's using this as leverage against Arizona State. He wants Arizona State to step up and make commitments. And it's not just about him. Obviously, he wants money, but he wants NIL. He wants coaches' salaries to be bumped up. And he's not really shy about it. He's basically telling Arizona State, put up or shut up. But even, Dillingham is potentially still on the table if he doesn't get what he wants from Arizona State.
You think that'd be a good hire if they got Dillingham?
I do. I'd rather have it than Fish.
Well, yeah.
Although Fish would be finally, I would think, at Michigan, like he's like the evil clown Pennywise. This would be his final form.
Fish would last 3 years there. Not even three. He would last 2.5 years there.
They can him, you think?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Dude. Oh, my God. What is it about Jed Fish that we get boners over? Why?
I don't know.
He's not terrible, but he's not. Dude, college football is whack.
By the way, someone asked him if he was interested in the job, basically, and this was his quote. I'm fully focused on our team. I think our team worked really hard this whole week, and we gave everything we had, and we played at a very high level because of that. That's all I will say on that. Just say you want the Michigan job. Someone asked Jed Fish, are you interested in the job? Our team played really hard, and I'm focused on that.
Michigan is not going to give him that job.
I wouldn't think so, but if he... And here's the thing. I think if you're a Washington fan, you know this ends. Like, this is such a weird spot. Like, Jed Fish came, he stabilized the program, he had a good year, this not great, but good, and you have your best recruiting class you've had in years. You've got a young quarterback that you hope can take the next step next year. So, like, there's these, like, positive vibes going for UW, and yet everyone knows that it's a matter of time. Whether it's this year or next year, Fish is gone. He doesn't want to be there. His wife doesn't live there. Like, everyone knows this is ending. So if you're watching, you're just trying to have it land in a spot that doesn't screw you over. And I feel like this year kind of screws you over because the carousel's already kind of finished at this point. So it's just this weird thing where everyone knows this is a temporary, this is a temporary fix. It's a, you got divorced and both of you got divorced, and this is the rebound. But you know it's not going to last.
What if he gets stuck there, though? What if it's the opposite, and no one wants him, and he's just Washington coach forever?
That man, if you told me the over-under is a year and a half, I'm telling you, take the under. He will
Dude,
not...
if you told me the over-under was a day and a half, I'd take the under.
So I just don't know if you're Michigan at this point, where else you go? Like, Dillingham is holding Arizona State hostage, and yes, I would, the Dillingham hire is good. Dillingham, I think, is what you want in today's modern game. He's a psycho, he works really hard, he's a bright offensive mind, he engages everybody, and at Michigan, he'll have all the resources in the world. I do kind of enjoy, too, that he's blackmailing his institution.
Did you say psycho?
Yeah, he's psycho. You know, he runs on white monsters in Zen. Yeah. So I think Dillingham's good. If you're Michigan, I think Fish is. The only good thing if you're Michigan and you get Fish, I do think you're getting a good coach that's a decent program builder, that's a smart guy that I don't think would leave. I think Michigan, he might actually want to stay because
that dude,
Michigan's a really
he'll
good
He'll never beat Ohio State, and he will lose. He will go 8-5. And he will get canned in a year and a half.
Yeah, I could see
it's
that.
It's the most predictable thing ever.
But
get out of here with
if it's
Jed
not
Fish.
Dillingham and it's not Fish, I don't know where Michigan goes. I really don't.
Yeah, I don't know who would be next. The mentor guy never pops up anymore.
No, my guess is he's not real interested. I saw Harbaugh was making the rounds today, and he did say that Sean Moore is consulting God, though, so we're good.
Well, he said that's important.
Yeah, he's seeking...
You have to do that.
Seeking God.
That's an important part of the process.
Yeah.
but it's healing.
It doesn't sound like there's an NFL guy that mentor that really is there. So I don't know. I don't know where they go, unless they want to go like a coordinator for a team that's still playing.
Who would that be?
I don't know. Like, you know, Joe Brady's out there. I'm trying to think if there's another coordinator that's hot that's still in the playoffs that might have something. But it really feels like right now the only two names that are getting bounced around are Fish, DeBoer, and Dillingham. And if you believe DeBoer is off the table, that leaves Dillingham, and you're going to have to wait for him to make up his mind. And then are you settling on Jed Fish? And if you're Jed Fish, what does that feel like? You're like, good enough.
Yeah, Kalshi now has Dillingham the favorite.
Yeah.
So
I don't know if you've seen any of it. Like I said, go look up his press conferences. They're kind of weird.
Yeah, he had the first one where he cried. Yeah. He's like, I love it here, man.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, he's not going anywhere. And it's still not signed. And he's like, well, you know, it's good school, but they're gonna need to step up.
Yeah, he's asking for a lot, and I'm not certain that Arizona State can do what he
Jed Fish
wants.
To Arizona State.
I almost feel bad for UW fans. I really do, because that's a good program. It's the third best job on the West Coast, and you're kind of being held hostage by a guy in a visor that doesn't want to be there, but is pretty good, and he's selling you a bill of goods, but you know it's going to end, but you can't really have it end now, but you kind of want to get it over with. And
who would Washington hire if he left?
I have no idea. Again, that's the hardest part, is most of these guys have already signed big extensions. If Michigan's struggling to find a job, find a coach, my guess is Washington's going to be even worse. So if you're Washington, you honestly just have to...
Do you wait?
Yeah, you wait.
You just get an interim in there, try to keep as many kids, and then...
And just kind of see
wait till the cycle starts again?
Kind of see where it goes.
Because they got DeBoer. I mean, they got kind of hosed.
Yep.
I mean, they had a guy. Yep. He just, you know...
Yep.
He the one job... Well, I don't know about one, but...
One of the best jobs in
football opened, and he left.
Yep.
But... And so then that's why you had to get Fish. So the Fish thing, they didn't really want Fish.
No,
right?
He just
Fish
was
a nice.
It was a stabilizing. It's the best we can do at this point.
At that time, but he wasn't. So I don't know.
Yeah.
It's not the worst thing in the world if he left.
No, I just
they'll be fine.
I just think if you're Washington and you don't have the break glass in case of emergency, these are our coaches. And I'm talking this year, next year, this is inevitable. And so have a plan, because it's going to happen. It's just a matter of, it is not if, it is just when Fish leaves. So don't get caught with your pants down, and have a list of people ready to go. In fact, I would, if you do have a guy that you think will take your job that you like, maybe you encourage Jed Fish. Maybe you try to sacrifice the other, you know, like you start talking crap on the other candidates. So Michigan does take Fish, you can go hire your guy.
Kurt Cignetti won Coach of the Year back-to-back.
Yeah.
First to ever do that.
Yep.
And the only other coaches to win two Coach of the Year awards were Gary Patterson, Brian Kelly, and Nick Saban.
It's pretty good company. Hey, Brian Kelly's out there.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
I guess he is out there.
Yeah. Washington, go snag
Look,
him up.
I know
that would be odd.
He's an ass, but...
He's a good coach.
Boy, I tell you what, Brian Kelly in Washington?
Yeah. You get some big names there, that's for sure, players-wise.
And the other thing, too, is would Brian Kelly finally just, at his age, too, just actually
that's
be
his
happy?
Last
and
job.
It's his last job, and he sits there, and he's like, okay, we're good.
Just don't give the man a scissor lift.
No, especially in the high winds there off the lake. You got to be careful about that. You know. But, yeah, if you're Washington and Fish leaves you, it's going to sting, but... This is the reality. Like, I know some UW fans are pretty jammed up about this, but...
Why are they jammed up? Just because of the timing?
Well, the timing of it, and then, again, being viewed as the stepping stone job of being left at the altar 2 years, or I guess 3 years, but...
Well, the Ducks had that.
Exactly, and that was my point.
Yeah, go make the right hire, then.
At this point, this is just the nature of the beast. Until something is collectively bargained, and there's tampering rules, and you actually have enforceable contracts like you have in the NFL... This is the reality of it. There's maybe five jobs in America that aren't in danger. You would think Bama, you would think LSU, you would think Texas, you know, Ohio State. And outside of that, most of those people are vulnerable if someone bigger comes along. And that's just the nature of the beast, and UW is not immune to it.
Okay. Arch is back, and then I'll tell you which NFL teams are the wisest spenders. Coming up, here's Schultz.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start?
Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I have a list from SpotTrac that shows, it's a metric that analyzes a team's combined spending versus production efficiency ratings from each position. Pretty interesting because, I mean, I feel like this is what it's all about because you only have so much money to spend.
Yes, sir.
And you got to spread it around.
I mean, the teams that win in the NFL, with the exception of if you have a gravitational quarterback, like Josh Allen covers up a lot, Mahomes covers up a lot. But even like Mahomes this year, he's still the best quarterback in the world. He had no help. No one helped him this year, and that was the difference in these sorts of all these close games. But the best rosters win. It is complete rosters with depth, and that's what wins in this league.
So you might be able to guess who is number one, or maybe who is number two at the tops of this list.
I'm guessing Philadelphia would probably be near the top.
Three, four, five, six, seven. They are ninth.
They're ninth.
Defense, yes.
Okay.
Offense, not as much.
Well, some of that, too, is you're not getting production out of Saquon. Yes. You're not getting production out of Jalen Hurts.
They're spending big money on some guys that aren't.
The Rams are probably high on
this list. The Rams are number one.
Yeah.
The number one team, the financial efficiency ratings, number one is the Rams, 96% on offense and 100% on defense. That's unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, they're just, they
now, one team is right on their heels. 100% on offense, 91% on defense.
Well, I know the dead cap. I don't know if they take that into account, but my guess would be the Denver Broncos.
No.
No.
Idiot. It's the Seahawks.
The Seahawks.
Seahawks are number two. So the Rams and Seahawks are the top two most efficient spenders in the NFL.
Interesting.
Kansas City, by the way, was sixth.
Yeah.
Which is weird. Mostly on defense.
Yeah, just they're in a lot of those games. They just, like I said, from an offensive standpoint, no one helped them. They had no one that made big plays. And you look at the numbers, like Kelce had a decent season when you look at the rest of the tight ends, but he wasn't what he normally is. He's no longer that gravitational player. They had a bunch of drops, and no one just made big plays outside of Mahomes. They don't have a run game they can rely on, and then offensive line injuries. And that's the other thing, too, is it's hard. Like, if you get a bunch of guys that go down, the Lions don't have their three best defensive backs. So when Branch, Kirby Joseph, and Arnold all go out, what do you do? What do you do when your three best DBs all go down? Like, where are the Lions on that list?
They are 25.
Yeah.
Not very good.
No, I wonder if that has something to do with that. When you throw in, you know, you're paying for guys and you're getting nothing out of them.
There's only one good team in the bottom seven or eight,
mm-hmm.
and that's San Francisco.
Boy, I don't know how the hell they're doing that thing.
They're pretty close to the bottom, but they're obviously they're a 10-win team at least so far.
Yeah.
I'm guessing
Cincinnati's got to be bad.
Last place, you can guess.
Is it Cincinnati?
No, they're third from the bottom.
Because they spent a lot of money on their defense, and their defense sucks.
Their offensive number is actually worse. It is. 8.7% on offense. This is efficiency, spending efficiency. So it's what they spend on their players and what kind of production they're getting. It's a metric. Cincinnati defense, 19%. So they're actually better. That's what's weird.
Yeah.
They're actually better on defense and offense. But no, it's obviously it's Dallas.
Dallas.
0.2% on defense. 46% on offense. I mean, what the hell?
You spoiled the Trump there.
What the hell?
So bad. Remember when for like 2 weeks Dallas tried to fool us into thinking like their defense wasn't the worst we've ever seen?
What the hell is going on?
They're so bad.
Minnesota sandwiched in between Cincinnati and Dallas. Minnesota really bad on offense, and they're obviously they're a bad team.
Well, obviously, too, they've spent a lot of money on skill position players that when you don't have a quarterback that can get you the ball, you look like crap. Although, look, let's be fair, the last couple weeks, JJ hasn't looked like total cheeks. Like, there's a little something to go on there. I'm trying to think of who else would be bad. I'm guessing the Dolphins aren't necessarily cheap, and they stink.
Yeah, they're fourth from the bottom.
That's probably pretty bad.
Arizona fifth, Cleveland down there, Giants, all the usual suspects.
Yeah, all the usual suspects.
Now, I will tell you that there is one team that's surprisingly high on this list. Mm-hmm. They are not any good, but it's interesting because we didn't really expect them to be good because they don't have anybody.
They don't have anybody.
So they're actually doing pretty well.
Pittsburgh?
With what they're spending. No, it's New Orleans.
Oh.
New Orleans is seventh on here.
Well, New Orleans was obviously left for dead, and they
eighth.
They should be left for dead, right?
Yeah, but they're terrible.
They are terrible, but realize
it's a cute little, it's like the little engine that could.
Yeah, the last couple weeks, right? If you go back to last month, because they beat Carolina. In fact, they beat Carolina twice. They beat the Buccaneers. And look, that division stinks, but they've managed to squeeze out a couple wins. And dare I say, if you're New Orleans, the draft class has been pretty good. And I think that Tyler Shuck has probably earned another look. I think they're going to go into next year and probably give Shuck that job. You know, this is, and we'll see. I mean, if he comes out and is just awful these next 3 weeks, but they've got the Jets, Titans, Falcons. If he plays the way he has the last month, Tyler Shuck will have earned another year to see if he can turn into the guy with a little something else around him. But they've had a nice, you know, they've added some nice pieces, and they're not any good, but they're showing signs of life, which is, I think, all you can hope for on a bad team as you get towards the end of the year.
And those are the spot track financial efficiency ratings.
Yeah. It's the key to the
NFL.
Pretty
interesting.
Good teams spend wisely.
The Rams have just been great.
It's one of the great stories to see. And yeah, they had a little bit of a pivot, but they turned over that roster so efficiently and got right back on top. And by the way, they had maybe the best defensive player over the last 30 years in Aaron Donald retire, and it didn't matter. Like, they just...
Yeah. So everybody talks about Howie Roseman. But I don't know why people don't mention Les Snead. He's their GM. He's been there forever.
Yeah.
He's been there since 2012.
And he kind of bucked the trend because he said, I don't care about draft picks. We're going to go all in. We're going to win a Super Bowl. And they did. He also was the one that said, you know, I'm going to take the quarterback that got us to the Super Bowl. He's had three separate pivots, right? So they went with the Todd Gurley. We forget how good Todd Gurley was. But they had that squad that got to the Super Bowl and lost to the Patriots. And then Gurley kind of fell apart, and they had to completely revamp everything because they were no longer a run-first play-action team, and Goff got exposed. So they pivoted off of that, went and got Matthew Stafford, rebuilt the O-line, redeveloped their offense, him and McVay. They win a Super Bowl going all in, and then they had to tear it down again. And in the span of a couple years, they're right back to being one of the best teams in football with the best young defense. They go out and make a trade for Devontae Adams, and they put him alongside the best young receiver in the game in Puka Nacua that they drafted like in the fourth round. They got a two-headed monster now in Blake Corum and Williams. Like, they continue to hit doubles, triples, and home runs in the draft. It is a masterclass in turning over a roster three separate times and building two Super Bowl contenders and a Super Bowl winner with three different versions. It's kind of amazing. Him and Roseman, no one's done it better. Because Kansas City has done a great job, but they had a bit of an advantage there in that whole Patrick Mahomes guy and Andy Reid.
All right, coming up next, we've got one more sports segment. All right, let's make it count.
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
I'm ready to
sports. I'm going to tell you what the JMU quarterback said about the Ducks defense. He called them something. He called them names.
Oh. He named names?
He called them names. That's next on The Fan. Okay, last but not least, we got to tee you up for the Dukes of Madison James invading their purple invasion of Autzen Stadium on Saturday. Right here on The Fan, by the way.
Yes. 4:30 kick, right?
I'm obligated to tell you that the pregame starts at noon with Ducks Game Day brought to you by Coors Light. After the game, stay for the Dick Hanna Dealership's post-game scoreboard show.
You better stay.
Featuring me?
Oh, there you go, the Schnitzel Wolf.
Yeah, Joe and I.
Yeah, you can call in, right?
We haven't taken calls. We'll take
Why
your
not?
Text.
It's disappointing.
I'm calling in.
If you call in, Rob, I will put you on.
Nice.
I would love to hear your immediate breakdowns after Oregon v. Jam.
The game's at 4:30?
Yes, sir.
So 7:30.
Rob will be in San Diego and will not be calling in.
He will be four bourbons deep.
It's possible.
Yeah.
But I might call in. I don't know. I don't know the number.
No, you won't. But go ahead.
It's the one you say every day.
Oh, same number?
Yeah, same number.
Yeah? Is that our number? 503-864-6326?
The text line does get through.
Yes, sir. So you can call that number?
You are correct.
I think you should call Schulze right now.
Please don't.
503-864-6326.
That's the last time any show here took a call.
Boy, that's a good question.
We are, by the way, we'll take credit for that. We killed the phone call.
Yeah, good.
Couldn't tell you last time we don't want to hear what people someone have to say. Took a call.
This is not Buffalo Sports Radio, okay? I'll tell you what, Josh Allen sucks for like the fifth week in a row. We don't need it, okay?
I think we should have a call-in show on the station, though.
I agree.
It's just not going to be ours.
Just a midday, that's all it is.
Why not?
Paul Feinbaum. Paul!
Actually, that's not a bad
idea. I'll tell you what, Paul!
I'm
going to do
that.
What
was I telling you?
Because I got to host a couple shows while you're gone.
Yeah, take calls, dude.
I'm just good. If we did it, would anyone call in? God,
you're creating more work for me. But
I don't care.
They would, but they'd do bits.
I am doing this. Is this our last show together? It might.
I don't
possibly.
Know. I'm here Monday and Tuesday.
Oh, no.
Are you here?
I don't know. I'll have to look. But our schedule
we're all over it.
Our schedule is kind of choppy.
I'm out Friday.
One of these shows over the holidays, because I know you have a couple without me, I have a couple without you. I'm giving you my promise that one of these shows, I am going to do a Lars Larson, the First Amendment?
First Amendment Friday.
First Amendment Friday.
Naysayers go to the head of the line.
I'm just going to open it up, and I'm taking random calls all day, and this is going to be glorious.
I have not screened phone calls since
you don't
I
have to
on the
scream.
Lars Larson
I'm just putting
show.
People on. We're
oh,
gonna see
you
what
have
happens.
To screen, buddy, because yeah. we only got
that
we only,
show you do.
We only got about 7.5 seconds of delay here, so I don't want to leave us in
a lurch. I thought you were talking about Lars' show.
No, here too.
I've heard Lars' show where he does that, and he never lets what does he say? The
naysayers go to the front of the line.
Yeah, he never lets the naysayer talk.
Well, no, that's the whole point. You just yell over him.
Yeah, he doesn't really. He gives the naysayer about 30 to 60 seconds. And
shockingly enough, political shows don't really want to hear the other point of view. So
Well, I didn't like that, and I turned it off.
Well, get ready.
I no longer listen.
I'm gonna have First Amendment Tuesday or whatever the hell day you're not here. I'm letting it rip. Let's go.
I think you should.
Your show's better than this.
No, it's not. Maybe I gotta get someone in to screen the calls.
There's someone right.
No, I can handle it.
There's someone right now out there going, yes.
Yeah. Here it comes.
Finally. It is my Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I have been waiting to tell these guys my hot takes.
Do it.
You have a responsibility to your audience to be more
responsible. Damn it, I'm going to call in.
Well, you think I'm kidding, people? No. So if you've got one, just sit on it. I don't know when it's going to happen. I actually have to look at the schedule and see when I'm hosting. It's all chopped up this year. But at some point, I am taking... You know what we used to... with Canyon and Manfield, isn't that what we called our call-in show?
That is.
Yeah. I'm going Canyon and Manfield.
The good old days.
The good old days.
Yeah. Yeah.
You already got someone in the text program calling in. Let's go.
See? There you go. People do it. I don't know what they'll have to say, but they'll call.
Someone said...
and that's the problem.
They said the morning show tried, the number didn't work?
No way.
Shocking.
We'll see what's up.
Yeah, I don't buy that. At Odyssey? No way.
An Odyssey station.
Can I just give them like a cell phone number and then I'll just hold the phone up to the microphone?
Oh, wow. That's...
Put it on speaker.
Well, I wasn't here, but I heard that Kermit and who did he do a show with? Kermit
and... Kenny Vance, right?
No.
Well, Lund was with Vance, but I thought Vance was with Kermit as well.
Well, maybe. I don't...
Or was
I
thought it Dream? Kermit... Or was he with Dream?
No, I thought Kermit had his own... Oh, it was Michael Thompson. Kermit Washington and Michael Thompson.
Yeah.
Would take calls for like 7 minutes. Well, and they would just talk to the guy for
like... Wait,
like
one caller?
Yes.
Oh, God. That's horrible radio.
Every now and then when I'm driving in, I'll flip through. And part of my rotation, I just, you know, it's a circle. And one of those will be when I'm driving in, the Feinbaum show's on. And hand to God, Feinbaum will let people just, like, they'll ask like 3-4 questions. I think Paul Feinbaum takes a smoke break. I don't even think he's listening. And then, like, someone will ask him, like, the third question, and then Paul will be like, what? Yeah. And then he kind of answers and then takes a different call. It's the damnedest thing.
Tell you what, our show would be a lot easier if he just took calls all
day. Yes. Dude doesn't work at all before he shows up. He just sits down.
It's kind of like Jim Rudd. It's kind of a brilliant thing. You just, hey, what are we doing? I don't know.
Open up
the phone lines. Well, it's the holidays. You're gone. I'm going to be drinking. What the hell, man? I'm opening up the phone lines. Maybe we'll start a new trend here.
So this guy's name is Alonza Barnett.
Yes.
The third.
He is a quarterback at JMU, and he cannot throw the ball outside the numbers. It is it's a little wonky when he throws the ball. He's a good athlete, though. He runs real well.
So I was telling you, he has called the Ducks a name.
Yes. Well, he also called them his favorite team.
Yeah, he said he grew up watching him.
Yeah, he said this was like his dream environment.
He said, quote, they're a college football playoff defense, and I wouldn't expect anything else from them. When you look at their front four, they're huge. They're dancing bears.
Ah!
He called them dancing bears.
That's a compliment.
Of course it is.
Who doesn't love a dancing bear?
As I've referred to them, they're big guys that can move, and they play well. They get after the pass rusher, and they're aggressive. We move that to the linebackers. They're really savvy. They're big. End quote.
Okay.
So he thinks that they're big. But he called them dancing bears, which I thought was great.
Yeah. Well, it's a fun little term. Everyone wants to be. If you're an old lineman, you get called the dancing bear, that's like one of the real good compliments you can get.
No one ever called you that.
No. I was more of like a bear with a palsy. I wasn't the most athletic, fluid guy in the world.
A crippled bear?
There you go.
Not a dancing bear, but a crippled bear.
My offensive lineman coach once called me the worst screen, I was the worst screen blocker that he had ever seen in his entire life.
Why?
I wasn't the best. My field of vision just, it wasn't good. You didn't want me leading the screen. A lot of Nolan Ryans out there for me. Threw a lot of no hitters. Yeah. Wasn't good.
So you just, what, didn't see guys? Or?
Yeah, I just kind of drifted in space, and I never could. It just was not good. I'll see if I can find, like, an old tape somewhere and give you an example.
Look,
but
I don't need to watch old film with you, okay?
Isaac breaking down soup. Yeah, oh, no, my thanks. God.
If you saw one attempt of me going out on a screen pass, you'd be like, and there you go. Well, you're like, why was I so bad? I can't tell you other than if you saw it, you would know. A lot of times when we would divulge screens, they would just have me peel back and try to make sure that no one like hit the back before he caught the ball. Cause you really didn't want me. You really didn't want me downfield. I wasn't going to do any good for anybody.
All right, coming up in the club, we have the most fun cities in the United States and when mom takes over your dating profile. That's next on The Fan.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.